The 20th and the last basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme Deepening Our Catholic Identity. The Lord be with you. You can have a structure built on hollow columns. So long as it is not hit by natural elements, it can stand firm. The problem arises when such powerful elements as the wind, rain, or fire hit the structure. Then one realizes the pity that the columns were not solid, because the structure would have stood firm even against such elements. The same has happened in the church with the majority of Christians. So long as religion was identified with the prevalent culture, and so long as there was only one known and accepted religion, it was enough to be baptized and hold to the rite, conferred when one was not even conscious of what was happening to him. One only needed some classes of catechism for the first sacraments and the periodic mass, even if it resembled more to some magical rite of which no one understood anything to keep him going. However, today the reality is stripped naked. What we have taken for granted, now we have realized how much we do not know anything of its meaning. Until some time ago, everybody used to say that he is a Catholic. Today, that we have so many people of different religions, denominations, and sects preaching to us with conviction about their beliefs, we are shocked with ourselves because we do not know what a Catholic is supposed to believe. Our first reaction to this shock was so negative that many thought that the greatest misfortune that happened to us is that we have been invaded by people of other cultures and different religions, religious beliefs. We should not be surprised to meet people who still look at it in the same way. Yet the real misfortune is the fact that we never sought to know our religion and what we are supposed to believe and for what reason. It is very interesting to note that the parish cell system of evangelization originated amongst the Protestants of the Assemblies of God in Seoul, South Korea. However, when it was introduced in the Catholic Church, first in Florida, United States, then in Milano, Italy, and from there all throughout the five continents, the people who started attending the cells not only did not become Protestants, but have become committed Catholics. The reason for this is that when they went through the process of rebirth, they started to discover their true identity as Catholics and what it means to be a Catholic. The parish cell system of evangelization welcomes everybody, even those who are not Catholics. This is so precisely because our cells are truly Catholic, within and of the Catholic Church. In fact, this is the meaning of the word Catholic, which we forgot, if we ever knew. To be a Catholic means to be universal. The moment we close the doors for other denominations and get exclusive, we cease to be Catholics. However, we need to pay attention here. The Catholic cells are open for everyone, not in order to make them Catholics, but in order that they, together with us, as we together with them, may have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. It works in the same way as it works with indifferent and practicing Catholics or Catholics whose lifestyle is not in accordance to the teaching of the Catholic Church. The cell is not only open to such people, but it is addressed in a special way to them, but not to change them. Nobody in the cell, not even I, has any divine mandate to change somebody. Our purpose is to evangelize, to proclaim the good news, and we believe that the life-transforming power is inherent in the Word of God. It is the Word of God that has the power to bring any change in the heart and life of somebody. When it seems appropriate and when the heart of that person is open for the grace of God. In ourselves, we proclaim the Word of God. We try to do that in all fidelity to it, even if it may be disturbing to us, or even if there might be somebody who might not agree with it. The transforming power lies in the Word as it is, and not in the Word of God filtered or modified by us. In ourselves, we proclaim the Word of God as taught and entrusted to us through the tradition of the Catholic Church. If we respect the different opinions and faith of anybody coming to ourselves, we expect that they respect our convictions and our faith. But we need to know our Catholic faith and tradition, because, as I have said already earlier, if we do not know and respect our faith and tradition, how can we pretend that others respect them? And how are we going to respect the faith and tradition of somebody else? That is why there are certain Catholic elements which are always in the air we breathe during the cell meeting. Let me refer to some of them. It is not that we need to mention them and speak about them all the time during every cell meeting. In fact, we need not mention them, but everybody feels their presence and continuous reference. First, the Eucharist, as the continuous presence of Jesus with us, but not just during the Mass and Communion, but even during Eucharistic adoration, which we hold as the sure foundation of the parish cell system of evangelization and the main source of parish renewal. Secondly, the seal of true conversion and the sacrament of reconciliation. We do not confess our sins to the priest. We confess our sins to God and the person of the priest, who is ordained to represent him, not only him, but also the community, the church, who suffers from our lack of fidelity and utter openness to the grace and action of the Holy Spirit in us. Thirdly, the unfailing accompaniment of Mary, Our Lady, Mother of Jesus and Mother of the Church. In our desire to encounter Jesus in a personal and intimate way, she is our model and counselor. In our zeal to evangelize our oikos, to give Jesus to our oikos, she is our model and wise guide. Mary can be called the first disciple of Jesus because she was the one who perfectly heard and welcomed the Word of God in a way as to incarnate him in her. Mary is also the first evangelizer, as she was the first one to give Jesus to humanity and to carry him to her oikos, Elizabeth, and her family. Fourthly, our accountability to those human beings whom God chooses to minister to us by being a sign and guardians of the unity in the mystical body of Christ, the Church. Every cell needs to be in communion with other cells. In the parish, this is the ministry of the parish priest and of the leaders who collaborate with them, with him, to maintain. In the diocese, this is the ministry of the bishop and our ministry, who have received this mandate from him. And in the universal church, this is the ministry called the Petrine ministry of the Bishop of Rome, or the Pope, with whom all of us maintain our communion. Finally, and I might be repeating, since our cells have a Catholic identity, they are also missionary, reaching out to everybody, not only Christians of other denominations, not only religious men and women of other beliefs, but also every human being, even if they are atheists in theory or in practice. Please, let us not make a disservice to our Catholic identity and faith. There is no missionary spirit that seeks to impose itself. True missionary spirit, word of our God, who is love, and worthy of man, who is an intelligent being, springs from a reverent respect to the word of God and charitable respect to man created in God's own image and likeness. So this was the seventh scope of the cell, deepening our Catholic identity. May our call for the cells of evangelization and our fidelity to all its objectives lead us to an abundant harvest for the kingdom of God. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.